天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，欢迎收听天路导向，我是舒雅。还记得当我们听到耶稣才是唯一的道路真理生命的时候，心中的诧异以及极度不理解吗？当耶稣在钉十字架前被审问的时候，他所说的凡属真理的人就听我的话，你是否也和比拉多一样会问真理是什么呢？那成为一个刚刚信主的基督徒以后，我要注意些什么呢？今天麦克牧师会为我们带来属天的信息，和我们一同分享。
Hello, our friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
I'm so glad you've joined us today on this broadcast.
很高兴你今天能够收听我们的节目。
There was a time in our societies around the world when words such as hard work, labor, and service were honorable words.
在过去的时代，世界各地都曾以勤奋工作、劳动、服务为荣。
There was a time when people prided themselves in what they were able to offer others.
在过去的时代，人类以能贡献社会为荣。
Now, it seems we just want to demand our rights and our privileges.
但现代的人似乎只知道要求自己的权益。
I know there's a story that is often told.
我知道一个大家所熟悉的故事。
This man was driving on a lonely road on a summer day.
在一个炎炎的夏日，有一个人自己开着车。
And he saw a car with a flat tire pulled off the side of the road.
他看见一部汽车爆了轮胎，停在路旁。
A woman was standing next to that car.
有一个女人站在汽车旁边。
She was looking down in dismay at this flat tire.
很沮丧地看着爆了的轮胎。
So the man decided to pull off the road and be a good neighbor.
于是那人决定停车，并乐意提供帮助。
And he wanted to change the tire in this poor lady's car.
他愿意帮那个可怜的女人换轮胎。
And he got very hot and very dirty.
他弄得汗流浃背的，而且肮脏不堪。
As he was changing this tire and doing his best.
当他正在尽力换车胎的时候，
And the woman just watched, didn't help at all.
那个女人却袖手旁观，完全不帮忙。
And just as he finished his hard work,
当他完成这项苦工的时候，
She said to him the following.
那女人对他说，
Be careful and let the car down easily.
小心一点，请轻轻地放下车子。
Because my husband is sleeping in the back seat.
因为我的丈夫正在后座睡觉呢。
Her husband was asleep, and while this man was laboring,
当那个男人辛劳地在工作时，女人的丈夫却在睡觉。
This seemed to be a story that is about our society today.
这个故事反映出今天社会的情况。
We want everything to be done to us and for us, and we want to do nothing.
我们希望不劳而获。
Yet the Bible, from cover to cover, commands us to be diligent.
然而圣经自始至终都指示我们要勤奋。
The Bible commands us to be hard working.
圣经命令我们要勤劳工作。
He commands us to persevere.
神命令人要坚持不懈。
And if you are listening to me for the first time today,
如果你今天是第一次收听节目，
I want to bring you up to date.
我想复述一下最近所讲的信息。
For the past several weeks,
过去几个星期里，
I have been speaking from the second epistle to Timothy by St. Paul.
我一直在讲有关圣徒保罗写给提摩太的第二封书信。
This is a series of messages we entitled it Don't Ever Give Up.
我们称这个系列信息为永不放弃。
We have previously seen how the Apostle Paul did not want Timothy to suffer from an identity crisis.
我们谈过使徒保罗不愿意提摩太经历自我确认的痛苦挣扎。
Many Christians in Asia Minor at that time,
当时在小亚细亚许多的基督徒
they were suffering from identity crisis.
他们都处于自我确认的危机中。
And we have learned that God speaks to us through the pages of the Scripture.
我们知道神借着圣经向我们说话。
So that we too might not give in to the identity crisis.
让我们不至于在面对自我确认的危机时跌倒。
In our study,
在我们的学习里,
we have further seen the marks that distinguishes the true believers.
我们进一步看见辨识真正信徒的标记。
What makes them different from others who claim to be Christian?
那成为基督徒的与其他人有什么不同?
Let me summarize this very quickly.
让我来很快地归纳一下。
First, true Christians must be willing to invest in others.
第一，真正的基督徒必须愿意对别人有所付出。
Secondly, true Christians must be willing to be involved in spiritual warfare.
第二，真正的基督徒必须愿意参与属灵的征战。
They must be good soldiers in the army of God.
他们必须是神军队中的精兵。
Thirdly, true Christians must be willing to live by the rules that are found in the Word of God.
第三，真正的基督徒必须愿意遵照神话语的准则生活。
Fourthly, true Christians must be willing to work as hard and diligently as good farmers.
第四，真正的基督徒必须愿意像农夫一样的勤劳工作。
And then there are three more imageries yet to be applied to the Christian who wants to avoid identity crisis.
另外，还有其他三个比喻提供给想避免自我确认危机的基督徒。
They are found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 14 to 26.
你可以从提摩太后书二章十四至二十六节找到。
One, the true Christian is a good workman who is not ashamed.
第一，真正的基督徒是个无愧的工人。
Verse 15.
第十五节。
Study to show yourself approved to God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按照正义分解真理的道。
Two, the true Christian is a clean vessel that is ready for good use.
第二，真正的基督徒是个清洁而合用的器皿。
Verses 20 to 22.
第二十至二十二节。
But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor.
在大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，有作为贵重的，有作为卑贱的。
If a man therefore purges himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and ready for the master's use.
人若自洁，脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
Flee also youthful lusts, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace with them that call on the Lord out of pure heart.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
And the third imagery is given to us in 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章给了我们第三个比喻。
It is that of a true Christian who is a servant.
真正的基督徒是主的仆人。
He is obedient and not quarrelsome.
他要服从，不可与人争吵。
In verses 22 through 26.
在第二十二至二十六节。
Let me read them to you.
请听我读出。
Flee the evil desires of youth and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with those who call on the Lord out of pure heart.
你要逃避少年的私欲，同那倾心祷告主的人追求公义、信德、仁爱、和平。
Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments because you know they produce quarrels.
唯有那与卓无学问的辩论总要弃绝，因为知道这等事是起争竞的。
And the Lord's servant must not quarrel.
然而主的仆人不可争竞。
Instead, he must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful.
只要温温和和地待众人，善于教导，存心忍耐。
Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct.
用温柔劝诫那抵挡的人。
In the hope that God will grant them repentance.
或者神给他们悔改的心。
Leading them to a knowledge of the truth.
可以明白真道。
And that they may will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captives to do his will.
叫他们这已经被魔鬼任意掳去的可以醒悟，脱离他的网罗。
Today, of course, I won't be able to cover all of this.
当然，今天我讲不完所有的比喻。
We will look at one of those imagery today, and then we look at the others next week.
今天我们会看其中的一个比喻，下次再看其余的。
Now let us look back to the good workman who is not ashamed.
现在让我们回头来看无愧的工人。
The word of God is saying that one of the characteristics of a Christian
神的话说，基督徒的一个特征
is to be hard working and diligent labor.
就是勤奋的工人。
A person who not only diligent in reading of the word of God,
他不单勤于读神的话语,
but also applies it in his own day-to-day life.
而且应用于日常生活之中。
Paul is saying this.
保罗的意思是,
the reason some Christians are called hypocrites,
有些基督徒被称为假冒为善,
is because they say one thing with their mouth and they do something else with their life.
因为他们讲一套做一套。
They are visible in the church during worship.
他们参加教会的主日崇拜。
Yet they cheat and back out of their commitment all week long.
其余时间却做出欺骗和毁约的事。
When this kind of person's work is inspected by God,
当神查验这些人的工作时,
they will hang their head down in shame.
他们必羞愧抬不起头来。
While the primary application here is for Bible teachers,
这段经文原是给圣经老师应用的。
But the general application is for all Christians.
但也普遍适用于所有的基督徒。
Those who teach the word must teach it not to suit their own purposes.
那些教导神话语的人不可为求达到自己的目的来教导。
They must not do it to accomplish their own agenda.
他们不可为完成自己的计划来教导。
They must cut it in a straight line.
他们必须画一道直线。
In fact, the word here, straight line, is a very important word.
事实上，直线是个很重要的字眼。
It means a straight road that does not have any twisting or turning.
意思是一条直路，不会歪曲或转弯。
There are those who preach that all the roads lead to God.
有些人主张殊途同归，条条大路通罗马。
Yet the Apostle Paul here says no.
然而使徒保罗说不是的。
The only way to God is the truth.
只有一条路能够到神那里去，就是借着真理。
And Jesus is the only one who said, I am the truth.
唯有主耶稣说过，我就是真理。
The gospel is the only thing that is straight and narrow.
福音是唯一的又直又窄的道路。
The word of God is plain.
神的话语是清楚明白的。
And you have to work hard to keep it plain.
你要努力维持它的清晰。
You have to sweat and be diligent in order to keep it straight.
你需要尽心竭力地维持它的正直坦率。
You have to ensure at any cost that it is not twisted and manipulated.
你要不惜代价的去保证神的道不被歪曲或篡改。
Please listen to me very carefully.
请你留心听着我说。
We don't need to dress the truth up.
我们不需要将真理包装起来。
We don't need to make the truth to be palatable or attractive.
我们不需要将真理弄得吸引人或迎合人们的口味。
We don't have to try to make the gospel look attractive at the marketplace.
我们不需要将福音像放在市场上那样的吸引顾客的注意。
By upholding it that way, we might have to pay a price.
以这些方法高抬真理，可能要我们付出不必要的代价。
Upholding the truth will always cost you something.
高举真理总是要付出代价。
Not so long ago, a person wrote me a letter.
不久之前，有人写信给我。
And in the letter, that person said to me,
那人在信里对我说，
My friend wants me to compromise my moral standards.
我的朋友要我在道德标准上做出妥协。
What shall I do?
我该怎么办呢？
I responded back.
我回复他。
I said the word of God is clear.
我说，神的话是清晰的。
The word of God is plain.
神的话是直截了当的。
The word of God is very clear.
神的话清楚而明了。
And nobody ever said that everyone will have to receive and accept the word of God.
从没有人说过每一个人必定要接受神的道。
The Bible does not teach that everyone will be saved.
圣经没有教导过每一个人都会得救的。
We as Christians must handle the word of God with integrity.
身为基督徒，我们必须忠于神的道。
Whether the people like it or not.
无论人们喜不喜欢。
Whether they accept it or reject it.
无论他们接不接受。
We must love everybody.
虽然我们爱每一个人。
But not compromise or give up on the truth.
但不可在真理上做出妥协或放弃。
We may suffer alienation.
我们可能遭受排挤。
We may suffer discrimination.
我们可能遭受歧视。
And we may be even suffer persecution.
甚至遭受逼迫。
But that's part of the hard work to which God has called us.
但这也是神呼召我们尽心竭力工作中的一部分。
We are called to be laborers.
我们是被呼召成为工人的。
The word swerve here that's in the Bible.
在这里圣经用偏离真道的字眼。
It's in verse 18.
在第十八节。
It is a word that is borrowed from the world of archery.
偏离这个词是借用了射箭时所用的术语。
Your handling of the word of God is like an arrow that is being shot to hit a target.
传讲神的话就好像射箭时要对准目标一样。
Usually,
通常
people will follow the arrow
人们随着箭所指的方向
as it hits its intended target.
望着箭射中它的目标。
Their eyes are looking to where the arrow is going.
他们的眼光随着箭所射的方向。
Their focus is on where the arrow is going.
他们注视着箭射出的位置。
Their attention is focused on where the arrow is going.
他们的注意力集中在箭射出的地方。
They want to see if the arrow will hit its target.
他们要看看箭能否中靶。
But when you miss the target by mishandling the word of God,
但如果在传讲神的话语时处理不当而达不到目标的话，
Those who are watching you
那些听从你的人
will be distracted from the target.
就会从正确的目标上转移视线。
Their eyes will follow the arrow, however widely astray it may go.
随着偏离目标的箭形成真理上的偏差。
I want to tell the teachers
我想告诉做老师的
and the parents
做父母的
and the leaders
身为领袖的
and all Christians
以及所有基督徒
remember
要记住。
The world is watching you.
整个世界都在看着你。
The world is watching our direction.
整个世界都在注意我们的方向。
They are watching the arrows of our life.
他们注视着我们生命的箭。
They want to see if it's going to hit the target or not.
他们想看看我们能否射中目标。
And Paul is warning Timothy against missing the target.
保罗提醒提摩太要对准目标，不可偏差。
In fact, he mentioned two people by name who have missed the target.
事实上，保罗提出两个人的名字，他们是偏离目标的人。
These two people were teaching that there is no bodily resurrection.
那两个人说，没有身体复活的事。
When you die, you die.
人死了就是死了。
And we know that this is a false.
我们知道这是错误的教导。
And Paul was condemning them as heretics.
保罗指出他们是异端。
One of those men named Hymenaeus.
其中一人名叫徐米乃。
And his name means the singing man.
这名字的意思是唱歌的人。
The other man named Philetus.
另一个叫腓力图。
And it means lover.
意思是爱人。
Yet these men were false singers and false lovers.
然而他们却是虚假的歌唱者和爱人。
They were singing the wrong song.
他们唱错了歌。
And have misplaced love.
更爱错了人。
But I want you to listen to this.
请你听着。
Deceivers are a very attractive people.
骗子往往很吸引人。
They are like the devil himself.
他们就好像魔鬼一样。
They will come to you and say,
他们会对你说,
Just let us love one another and leave biblical truth alone.
让我们彼此相爱,不需要理会圣经的真理。
Let's just be kind with one another and let the theologians worry about the truth.
让我们以恩慈相待,别管真理,让神学家去操心吧。
They say, isn't after all, that's what Jesus taught, isn't it?
他们会说,毕竟这不就是耶稣的教训吗?
Didn't Jesus only teach to love one another?
耶稣岂不是只教人要彼此相爱?
And not to worry about what you believe?
而不需要操心你相信什么吗?
And that all the prophets will get you to heaven?
而且所有的先知都会带你上天堂的。
But Jesus did not teach that at all.
但耶稣从没有这样教导过。
He taught his disciples to love one another.
主教导门徒要彼此相爱。
He taught the Christians to love one another.
他教导基督徒要彼此相爱。
And he told us to love our enemies.
他又说要爱我们的仇敌。
He didn't say that they will stop being your enemies.
他并没有说他们从此就不再是我们的仇敌了。
But he didn't say you have to agree with them.
他没有说你必须与仇敌认同。
He never told us to fall in love with heresies.
他从没有叫我们去爱上异端邪说。
He didn't tell us to adopt the deception.
也没有叫我们去接纳那些谎言。
Paul said such heretics were substituting the word of truth.
保罗说这些异端企图代替真理的道。
And they were changing the word of truth for the deceitful words that are sugar-coated poison.
他们更改真理的道，那些错谬的言论就好像包了糖衣的毒药一样。
And what we should do is avoid such people.
我们应该防备这类人。
Avoid such godless chatter.
避免世俗的虚谈。
Why?
为什么呢?
For it will lead people into more ungodliness.
因为他会把人引到更不敬虔的地步。
In fact, that's what he said.
事实上保罗说,
It is like gangrene.
他们的话如同毒疮。
He says this three times.
保罗说了三次。
In order to reiterate it for emphasis.
为强调它的严重性而重复地说。
In verse 14,
在十四节,
he said, It does no good, but only ruins the heart.
他说这是没有益处的，只能败坏听见的人。
In verse 17,
在第十七节,
their teachings are as dangerous as blood poisoning to the body.
他们的话如同毒疮，越烂越大。
In verse 18,
在第十八节,
they are upsetting the faith of some.
他们败坏了好些人的信心。
Listen to me as I am going to conclude.
我快要结束今天的信息，请留心听着我说。
The truth is different from deception.
真理和谎言不同的。
The truth honors God.
真理尊荣神。
Truth brings about godliness.
真理使人敬虔。
The truth will always edify its hearers.
真理借着古圣先贤来启发我们。
The truth will always build up in the faith.
真理常使人建立信心。
The truth will always build up in love and in holiness.
真理常叫人在爱中和在圣洁中建立自己。
Do you uphold the truth?
你是不是高举真理呢?
Do you tell the truth?
你是不是讲论真理呢?
Do you speak the truth?
你是不是说真话呢?
Is the truth characterize your life?
真理是否成为你生命的特征呢?
It is my prayer that this will be the story of your life.
我希望真理成为你生命的故事。
Shall we pray?
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父亲，
we know that the Lord Jesus is the truth.
我们知道主耶稣就是真理。
The full truth.
完全的真理。
And nothing but the truth.
是绝对的真理。
And we thank you that we belong to him.
我们感谢你，因为我们属于耶稣。
Teach us to be the men and women of truth.
求你教我们成为属真理的人。
Teach us to uphold the truth.
教导我们高举真理。
Teach us not to be afraid from telling the truth all the time.
教导我们不要害怕随时讲真话。
Because we know that the truth is in Jesus.
因为我们知道真理是在耶稣里。
In his name I pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
非常感谢您的收听。真理的意思是，无论人是否接受，真理就摆在那里，不会改变。从神而来的就是真理。还没信主的朋友们，凭着单纯的信心相信吧。你是否想过，万一你所坚持不相信的耶稣真的是创造宇宙的主呢？对于基督徒来说，当我们传福音甚至做教导的时候，我们应该立根于真理，不要因为世界而妥协。虽然迎合世界有一个很好的理由，我们传福音的对象就是世界上的人，但这却是一个温柔的陷阱。有些人觉得讲道太过于犀利，不爱听。这从神而来的信息是扎心的，是圣洁的，是那照亮黑暗的光。因为我们所爱世界的方法和神所爱世界的方法不一样。神的爱是完美的，而我们容易爱上世界。正如耶稣所说的，当我们爱世界的时候，爱父的心就不在它里面了。所以要小心谨慎，我们在这个世界，却不属于这个世界。朋友们，不管你是在犹豫要不要信主，还是已经属于神了，让我们一起拥抱真理，勇敢地成为神的精兵吧。那我们的节目到这里就结束了，再次感谢您的收听，我们下期再见。
真美好。